It's February. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman, co-authors of Wild Boulder County.
So this month we're standing in the parking lot of the Basemart Shopping Center on a snowy morning. There's the croaking you hear. We've come here to look at the intersection ravens, sort of a new phenomenon here in Boulder that many people have noted, and we thought we would check it out. It seems like at every major intersection in Boulder, there's a pair of common ravens hanging out most of the winter. We wondered why they were here, but it makes sense. There are dumpsters all over here. Here he goes, croaking again. He's up on a telephone wire, big black raven. He's often on the actual light poles here, he and his mate. They'll hang out there. Yeah, there he goes, croaking again. They'll hang out and pick up table scraps, whatever people leave, and I assume road-killed animals, but I think it's the dumpsters that really attract the ravens because they're great scavengers. It's interesting because ravens are highly social birds. You know, they'll flock together, 100 ravens will flock together in winter because they feed on carcasses of dead animals. Whenever ravens find a dead animal, then they all flock together. So for them to have these winter territories seems like maybe a new thing.
It's easy to confuse ravens and crows because they're
Oh, look. He's flying back over to the main intersection here where he'll perch on one of the light poles. Well, here you can see the tail you were just going to talk about. It's a diamond-shaped tail.
And crows have more fan-shaped tails, so that's probably the easiest way to tell them apart. Though crows are also a little smaller than the ravens, and they've got a shaggier-looking neck, more feathers that get more ruffled. Also, I don't know whether I believe this, but people who have a better ear than I am say that the ravens have a much more melodious voice than the crows.
Absolutely. And, you know, they're omnivores and they're generalists. And there's a tendency for omnivores and generalists to develop really large brains. They've got so many situations to deal with, I guess. They have a tremendous vocabulary, ravens. And in flocks, they talk back and forth. Bert Heinrich, in his book Ravens in Winter, actually established that individual ravens have individual names. So they're incredibly intelligent.
And he tells the most poignant love story about the ravens because he had a pair of captive ravens. And did she die, Steve,
no,
or escape?
No, she disappeared. She escaped.
Yeah. The female disappeared, and the male seemed to obviously go into mourning, and he started to give her vocalization the sound that she made that no other raven made.
A nice love story, and they'll be moving up to their nesting territories here within just a few weeks, and they'll defend those nesting territories vigorously throughout the summer. And then I imagine they'll be back here in winter at the intersection of Baseline and 27th Way to defend their winter territory.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are co-authors of The Peterson Field Guide to the North American Prairie and Wild Boulder County.